Learning Masechtas Megillah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. This is the sugya of the Dalet Parshiyos Shkolim Zocha Parin Chaydish. Now we'll get into Shkolim and Zocha a little bit later. Zocha probably the next year. But first, discussing Parin Chaydish, Rashi says, "Why do we do Parshiyos Par?" Rashi in the Mishnah Chav Tes Amud Aleph. For Hazris Yisrael Atayr Sheyasku Beskayim Betayr. To warn Klai Yisrael, to instruct Kal Yisrael they should become Tar, and that way they'll be able to do the Karban Pesach B'Tara. That's how we do Parah. And then Revius Chaydish, why do we do Chaydish? Rashi says, Shesham Parshas HaPesach. So that sounds like Chaydish is also, they say Parshas Parah is a Kriya on the Chiyav to be Matai yourself with the Parah Aduma in order to bring the Pesach. And Parshas Chaydish is the Kriya for Parshas Pesach, Shesham Parshas Pesach, the Kriya, the Hazaris Yisrael, to do the Pesach. And even though now we don't have the Parah Aduma, we don't have the Karban Pesach, we still do the Kriya, it's like an Ashalma Parah Sveseinu. The Ran says, Parshas HaChedesh, Revius Chedesh, Mishumash Chedesh Nisa. That's his words, Mishumash Chedesh Nisa. So the Rashi says, not because of the Pesach, because of Chedesh Nisa. What does the Ran mean, Mishumash Chedesh Nisa? The Chay means like the Levush. The Levush, in Siman Tav Resh Peh Sif Aleph, he writes, "Revius Parshas Chaydish b'Shabbos Asamach L'Nisan, Rish Chaydish Nisan, Kedei L'Kadesh Chaydish Nisan." The point of Parshas Chaydish is to Mekadesh Chaydish Nisan. The Chassidim say, "Chaydish Zelachem Resh Kedoshim," and Chazal understand the Chaydish Zelachem Resh Kedoshim is a din to Mekadesh the Chaydish. The mitzvah Kiddush Chaydish. So the reason why we do Parshas Chaydish is not because of the Pesach, like Rashi says, "Shem Parshas Pesach," it's because to Mekadesh Chaydish Nisan. Zak the Levush of Alain the Ikra Kiddush, Ikra Kiddush Beisavia, Shemakach Sebezim, in a Kriya Zaisal Minerabana. Really, not being Mekadesh or Shchedish Nisan. Kiddush Achedish, only the Bezim Shasaria. But there's a Dindarabanan, Ki'ilu, we're doing a Kiddush to Shchedish Nisan. Why would we want to be Mekadesh or Shchedish Nisan and not all the other Chachi Hashana? The reason is because by Chedish Nisan, the Chedish Nisan is the Chedish that the Torah has Mefurish in Mekadesh it. A chaydish is el lechem reish kadoshim, because their eva kadesh is going on chaydish nisa. So chaydish two separate timing. Interesting. Rashi's time is out the korban pesach, that the parashas of chaydish is liam. Mahazu yisrael v'tarash. No, shesham parashah pesach means lechaydim mazi yisrael on the pesach, and the Ran saying parashah chaydish is that that's a way of being mekadesh chaydish nisa. At least the Levush says that clear. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Now Rashi means the Yerushalmi, "V'dinu sheyakdem achaydish l'parshas parah, she'echa b'chaydish ugam rishkem v'shein elisar parah, emagdim uav neshu terosin shal Yisrael." Really, parashas chaydish should become before parashas parah, because Rish Chaydish Nisan was before they did the parah. The parah was done v'shein elay. But the reason why they makdim parashas parah is al terosin shal Yisrael, they want to makdim terosin shal Yisrael. So according to the Ran, it's very good, because parashas chaydish is al Rish Chaydish Nisan. And Parah was done afterwards. So why should they do it later? But Shein came according to Rashi, and Parashas HaChedesh is not HaChedesh Nisa. Parashas HaChedesh is Shesham Parashas HaVesach. So why would they do it afterwards? Fakir, what's the Havim in it? The Parah Duma was done before the Pesach. If Parashas HaChedesh was also HaChedesh Nisa, so very good. Why the Parashas HaChedesh before Parashas Parash came after HaChedesh Nisa? But if Parashas HaChedesh was also Pesach, the Parah came before the Pesach. So what's the Yishalmi's kasha b'dinu sheyakdem achaydish the Parashas Parah? Abyssal shver, not sure what the answer is. Now Shkolim the Gemara talks about. The Gemara brings the Mishnah be'echav adam ashmin al Shkolim, and the Gemara says bishleim al klayim is manzri al Shkolim in olam. Why the mashmi al Shkolim on echav adam? And the Gemara brings Amar Tavi Rabbi Yeshit Amar Kozas El Shkolish b'chadshay chadesh va'aveim. You have to start using the new shkolim. So since you have to start using the new shkolim, so makdimam the karina mechab ad the kechel esi shkolim mikdash. So that's why you read mechab adar. So they should have time to bring the shkolim to the mikdash. It has to get in by Nisa. So the tshuva is binyan shleima from the Gaon of Shleima Akayin from Vilna. He wants to know what's the pshat. The gemara is going on the mishnah beechab adar mashmin al shkolim. Rashi says bachroz is bezdin. Bezdin machr is on the shkolim. And the Gemara says, why? And the Gemara brings down, as I said, and the Gemara fears ice, Hilcha kadminam v'karinan be'echad bi'adar. Therefore, we read Mechad Ba'adar. It should say Machrizin Mechad Ba'adar. Why is it Karina Mechad Ba'adar? If the Mashmim al Ashkol must do a Kriya, so we'd understand. But Rashi and the Rambam Musa B'Shnai Shishkolim says that the Machrizin means Achraz is Bezdin. So why did I say Karina? So at first in Emsom, they did both. They did Achraz is Bezdin. They also did a Kriya and his Mayrech. Why they did both? And what's it? And Afkaminis between them. At the end of the tshuva, he brings a pirush from his brother, Rabbi Tzal, came from Vilna, that says like this. The pasuk says, "Ha'ashli yaveh dale yamin mimachzis Hashem kolatz tshumas Hashem lechaper al nafshi secha." So you give the tshumas Hashem, machzis Hashem, both an asher and ani lechaper nafshi secha. At the end of the parasha, it says, "Sad as a kesef, as kesef v'gu avodis meyishol v'hoyel meyishol lezikaron lechaper al nafshi secha." Why is it twice lechaper al nafshi secha? Zag Rabbi Tzal, the first time Tum is man in Mikdash. You brought machzis Hashem taka mamish. And the master shekel was mechaper. The second time, it's v'hoyel v'nei Yisrael l'zikaron. That the din master shekel should be zikaron l'bnei Yisrael, which is when the Beis Hamikdash is not there. So the kriya is a kapara. The Gemara says in the Daf Lamed Aleph of the Beis that Avraham Avinu asked the Kaddish Baruch Hu how Klai Yisrael is going to have a schus. He told him kach le'eglim shaleshes laf karbanis. He said tenek b'zman she Beis Hamikdash kayim b'zman she ein Beis Hamikdash kayim matei alein. And Hashem said, "Kvatikadim say the karmanis, cause man shikayim be'mal nechakil mekil find the karmanis u'meichin al kolav v'nisechem." That's what the Gemara says. So that's the din. The kriya pashas shkolim is an neshalma parts of seinu of the shkolim, of the achraza of the shkolim, and b'meil that makes the kapar. So he says, "Lefize, you could learn that really by mizman and bayis there was no kriya. You don't need a kriya if you're doing the actual thing. The kriya is a zecher." Like his brother's child, the zikaron. When you don't have the actual thing, the zikaron is a kapar. When you have the actual thing, the machzeh is a kapar. So you don't have the kriya. And mashmim al hashkolah means achraz is bezdin. And we do a kriya now, lezecher. So enechanami, it's a little bit shred lashon hagemara, but he said, kamina v'kamina means that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, there were machriz, and that's why we do the kriya. Now, the Rashi is a little bit mashma like he first said, because Rashi says, Karim v'pashas shkolim in the Mishnah, lo'idia sheyaviu shekleim ba'adar, kadei shukiv v'echem l'isim tshum v'chadasha. So it sounds like the Kriya itself was there, b'zman abayis, and the purpose of the Kriya was to tell them to bring the shkolim. That's the mashmais of the Gemara. Shaz why need both, the Kriya and Achraz is best, and that's what Ben Yishlaim talks about. The Rashi is a little bit mashma like what he named on first. But the Rambam is pretty clear, because the Rambam never mentions any Kriya in Hilchos Shkolim. He just says, Achraz is Bezdin. In Hilchos Tefillah, he says it in Kriya, the Kriya B'nai Shiyayim. It's mashma that there's no else telling them to bring the Shkolim is no Din Kriya. But Din Kriya is just, when the Beis HaMikdash is not Kayim, it's not a Din Kriya B'nai Shiyayim, and the Mashim Mal Shkolim is Achraz. Now the Gemara gets it to a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. What is Pashas Shkolim? All the Pratim. Rav says it's Tzavitz Bnei Yisrael. Shmuel says it's Kisisa. And the Gemara goes through different things. In the middle, the Gemara asks the Kasha that there's a Braisa that discusses what happens if Pashas Shkolim is the Shabbos before Kisisa or the Shabbos after Kisisa. If Pashas Shkolim, If the Parshas HaShavua is the Shabbos before Parshas Shkolim or the Shabbos after, if Parshas Shkolim is Kisisa, it could work out. Tzavik could come before, it could come out of the Yakel after, but if it's Tzavik B'nai Yisrael and Parshas Pinchas, that doesn't come out in Rosh Chodesh Adar. That's more in Rosh Chodesh Av, or the end of Tammuz. So the Gemara says in Lebnei Marava the Maski Laraisa Betlashnin. It could come out if you're going with the Bnei Marava, the Bnei Eitz Yisrael, because they don't read the Parshas HaShavua like we do every single week another Parsha. They finish the Torah in 3 years. So I want to be marchiv a little bit about the Bnei Marava. Some interesting things that we found. There's a machlokes in the Mefarshim how exactly the Bnei Marava did it in 3 years. The Sefer HaMaknin Kedushin. There's a Gemara, the interesting Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "It's a pasuk. Hinei anechi boi alecha ba'ava anan ba'avur yishma medarbi imach v'gam mechay aminu la'olam ve'agid meishes divei ha'amal Hashem." So it says over there that in Marava they split up this pasuk into three psukim. Hinei anechi boi alecha ba'ava anan is one. V'gam b'chayim minolim is 2, v'yidah b'meishas divya amal Hashem is 3. And why would they do that? Why would they split up one pasuk into three psukim? And only now that I do that, kol psukud lo'y paski meishan alay b'kisinim we had before. So Sefer Machna explains that in Marava, that they used to finish the Torah in 3 years means that they would split up each parasha into three. Because he brings, the Magen Avraham brings a Zayir, the Magen Avraham and Simon Reish Pei Beis brings a Zayir, that you can't change the beginning and the end of the parashas. Now let's change that. Parashas have a beginning, they have an end, and that has to stay. So how did Neymar Rava do it? They split up each parasha into three parts. So he says, if you make a cheshbon, the Aseres HaDibris, he says, has to be said by one kriya. They couldn't split that at all, even though there's a number of psukim, but there had to be one guy for Aseres HaDibris. After the Aseres HaDibris, there are two parashas of five psukim that had to be done by one person each. There's really only three parashas from the Aseres HaDibris on. So if you want to split a parasha into three parts, you're going to have to split, let's say, parashas Yisrei, which is quite a short parasha, into 21 aliyahs. That's what you'll need, right? And you only have three aliyahs from the Aseres HaDibris and on, because there are only two aliyahs that you could possibly have after the Aseres HaDibris. So, Kundesh, you're going to have to get 18 aliyahs before the Aseres HaDibris. He says, you count up the psukim, count up the parashas, make a cheshbon. We're not going to go through the whole cheshbon. You're going to be missing one. So this is what they did. In order to make up that extra aliyah, that they should be able to do seven aliyahs on 1 week for Parashas Yisrael, and seven aliyahs the next week, and seven aliyahs the third week, to split it up into 21 aliyahs, that only could work if you split up that pasuk into three parts. That's the Marava that split up this pasuk into three parts. And really, there's a guy is called Itim Labina on a sefer from the Yishenu called Sefer Itim. It's Olchus Brachav Einik Shabbos Simen Kufayin Hey Ismem Dalas is exactly the same thing. And his Mazbe more, just like the Gemara said earlier, that when it's Loy Efsher, like Shmuel, when it was Loy Efsher, they could split a pasuk into two. Maravah felt it was Loy Efsher, there's no way to do Parshas Yisrael without splitting up the pasuk. I know, according to Rav Lecher, they should have doubled the psukim, but that's what he says. Now, the Emes is, it's really in the Shita Mekuvetzes. The Shita Mekuvetzes in the Darm, which also has that same Gemara, in the Darm of Flamaches, he writes, Uv Marava Paski Mishum de Kara Chamisha Chumshe Teirel Leklashnin, Vitzarach Lekatzebem Aparshis. He doesn't go through the Cheshbon, but he says that since they had to do the parasha in 3 years, so they have to be mekatzeh the parashas. So the chari means that you have to split, you have to go with the zay, you have to split parashas Yisrael into three parts, and the only way you could come up with three sets of aliyahs, 21 aliyahs, three sets of seven aliyahs in parashas Yisrael, is by splitting the pasuk into three psukim. Ben Echananel is mashman away. Ben Echananel writes, L'bnei Merav Hashem Esayim HaTorah L'Gimel Shanim U'Poiskim Kol Parsha Gimel Parshias. So the Rebbein Echananel is mashma, like the Sefer HaMakna, and like this Rebbe Yaakov Shar, the Agayis Itim Labina, and like the Shittim Mekubetzes, that the way the B'nai Merav did it was each parsha in the Torah was split into three parts. Also there's a Sefer Masayis, Eitz Masayis from early Achrein, Rebbe Yamin Mitudela, that was writing about his experiences when he came to Mitzrayim, and he said that there were two kehillos in Mitzrayim. There was the Anshei Mitzrayim and the Anshei Eretz Yisrael there in Mitzrayim. And he said, even in those days, the Anshei Yisrael, they came El Eisim Mikol Parsha Shloish Yisrael, that the Anshei Bavel in Mitzrayim would lane a parsha a week. The Anshei Eretz Yisrael made from each parsha Shloish Yisrael. Smash, they took each parsha, and made it into three. So we have a lot of Marim Mekaymus for this Shita, that they took each parasha and made into three. The Sefer HaMakna, it's from the Afla. Rabbi Yaakov Sharon is the guy who's Itim Labina on the Sefer Itim. They're both Mechavim to the Pshan and the Gemara that Marava said that Pasuk in Yisrael was three Psukim, is because to make it fit. It's really also Shita Mekubetzis in the Dharm, which already says that they had to make the Pasuk that way, because they had to split each parasha into three. It's Rabbein Chananel here on the side, and it's Rabbein Yom Mitadela is made on a minig that way. Now here, the Emes Liankov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, who is also, brings down the Sefer HaMakna. Now, first I didn't say, the Sefer HaMakna says, what they do in the Sam Vayelach Hazinim Vazayse Bracha, there's not enough to make 21 aliyahs in those parashas. He said, that's okay, because there are only 50 weeks, only 50 Shabbosis in the year, and the 50 parashas you could split into three, and those four parashas are for the Shnas Iber. Every 3 years is going to be one Shnas Iber, So you're going to need 4 extra weeks. You have 4 extra ones. They did it in 3 years. You have 4 extra parashiyos in order, and that would fit in with the Shnas Iber. So Rabbi Yankov was bothered that a lot of times you're going to have 2 Shnas Iber in the 3 years. So if you're going to split each parashiyah into 3 and have 4 extra ones, you're still going to be missing another 4 weeks for the 2 Ibrahim you're going to have. He also has a bothered that there are 2 other parashiyos which won't really fit to split into 3. One is Bahar and one is Tazria. Unless you're going to say that there also, you're going to have some of the psukim, the longer psukim, splitting it up into multiple psukim. But this is the first mahalach, that every parashah is split into 3. You have 50 parashahs until Nisam v'yelech hazina v'zayse bracha, and that will take you through 3 years, but you have a shnasa ibar, so you have Nisam v'yelech hazina v'zayse bracha take you the other 4 weeks. And this is the way it's split up, and like we said, a lot of Maryam HaKayim is for it. But there is another mahalach. In the Maria Asad, the Chuvah's Yehudi Yala, he was discussing it. And he said, Shaila was discussing it also with him. But he said like this, at the end of each Chumash that's printed, we still have it, it has the minion of Sdarim. At the end of Bereshis, it talks about how many Parshis are in Bereshis, there are 12, and how many Psuchas and how many Stumas, a lot, and then how many Sdarim there are. In Bereshis, there's 43 Sdarim, and Shemais is 29, and Vikrit is 23, and Bamidbar is 32, and Dvarim is 27. You look at the end, now what are these Sdarim? Sach HaKol is 154 Sdarim. Now, there's another girsa of how many Sdarim there are, because the Yerushalmi in Masech L'Shamis Perek Dezayin Alacha Aleph he brings, and the Alka Tilim Simchav Beis, Seif Simen Tafresh Pehei. And it's also, I don't think it means, also Masech L'Seif and Perek Dezayin Alacha Yud, that says that there are 175 Parashiyos in the Torah. What are the 175 Parashiyos? It doesn't mean Psuchas and Stumas, because there are a lot more. It doesn't mean the parashas like Bereshis Lech Lech Lecha because they're a lot less. What's these 175 parashas? And what's these 154 starim? So Maria Sat said there was a different way to Mechalak the Torah which was used in the Bnei Merava. Now, there were 2 gersayas what that way was. There was a girsa of 154 parashas. That's the girsa we have at the end of the Chumash. And there, that fits exactly for 3 years. There's 50 Shabbosis in a year, and the Shnais Ibar the 54 Shabbosis, 154 is perfect. Again, you're going to have Rabbi Yankov's problem if you're going to have 2 Iburim in 3 years, so you're going to need 158, but that's what he says. Now, 175 is 25 more, and that the Marshal in Yamshe Shleime says that the Gimel Shanim is Lav Dafka. It's really Gimel Shanim Umachza, and they finished twice in a Shemitah, and that would fit in 175 Parashiyos. It's really 3.5 years. So this Pirish is actually, besides the Maria Sad, in the Masechta Seferim we have a Pirish of the Nachlas Yankov, and our Masechta Seferim, and he writes the same Pirish in the Shema Shleimai, for the Marashal Gazi. It's also in another Sefer, the Mishnas of Ram, on Stam, Sicha Eschav Deis. They all learn that the Bnei Merava didn't split our parashiyos into 3. They had different parashiyos, they had different starim. What exactly are the starim? It's interesting. Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky and Pirish Emes Yankov goes through, he wants to explain where exactly all the starim started and finished. And Al-Kabonim, this is a different mahalach. It's a mahalach that the Bnei Merava had to go with our parashiyos. And it's mashma a lot of places that way, Bein Echananel, and the Shita Mekabetzis, and the Darim Mishainim that say it, and a number of different Achrenim, and that's how they learned the Gemara, why they split up the Pasuk, Nanechi Boi Lecha Ba'avanan, into 3 parts. But there's a Mahalach, that these Starim that are written at the end of each Chumash, it says, the Starim, how many they are, in Bereshit, Shmais, Ve'ikra, Namidbar, and Devarim, that in Bereshit there's 43, Shmais 29, Ve'ikra 23, Mamidbar 32, Devarim 27, altogether 154, or there might be another Chalukah of Starim with 175, that's the ones the Bnei Merava used. Like we mentioned, the number of different Achrenim that assumed this way. Now one more Nakuda, the Yavitz asked him the Gemara later. The Gemara in Daflam and Alpha Bay says, Ezra Tigla Mishal Shekarin Klolashi Bataris Kainim Kainim Matzeris, or Vimishna Tayyar Kainim Rosh Hashanah. And the reason is, Kadesh Tikla Shana the Kilulai Seah. Atakanis Ezra, make sure to do Vayikra B'chukaisai before Shavuos, and make sure to do Kisavai which has a teicha before a shoshana, kedei shetich l'shana v'kil l'seah. And that works if you can do the whole Torah every year. But how does Bnei Merava, how does the Tchanas Ezra fit with the Bnei Merava that did it every 3 years? It doesn't fit. As I fact, the Mitzchi is also over there. So, and this is safe for Imre Chayn from my Tayyar and Chavar of Yudel Evenberg. It's the one on Halal Umegillah. And Simchaf Aleph, he discusses, I got a line of the Maran Makaymis about the Bnei Merava splitting up the parishes or having their own starim from there. But in Simon Chav Dalad in the Mechain, he says a Gemal de Geteretz to the Yavitz and the Mirtzki is his Kasha. And he says, the Marshal at the end of Bava Kama and Eislem Zayin, he says these following words. He says, B'nei Eretz Yisrael, Kairna Oma Parsha, V'shatz Storim. The Om reads the Parsha, and the Shliach Tziba reads Storim. And he says, B'nei Bavel, Kairna Shliach Tziba Parsha, V'om Yamdu Yishmu Mila B'mila. Very, very cryptic words. Again, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the people read the Parsha, the Shliach Tziba reads Starim. Bnei Bavel, the Shliach Tziba reads the Parsha, and the people stand and listen word by word. What does it mean? Pella. So tie the Rabbi Leifenberg like this. Starim means the 154 or the 175 Starim, like we said. Bnei Eretz Yisrael, the Marava. So this is what it means. Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Kairna Am Parsha, means that the people read the parsha, we'll see that in a second, but the Shliach Tziba reads the Starim. In other words, the people read every week a parsha, and the Shliach Tziba reads these 175 or 154 Starim, whether we're going with 3 years or 3.5 years, but Bnei Bavel, the Shatz, the Shliach Tziba reads the parsha. So he says like this, the Gais Maim Nihilchus Tzvi L'Perek Yugim Alocha Chafei Ois Shin, brings the Ravon. The Ravon says that the Takana of Shnayim Rikavecha Targum is B'yachin Adar B'krach She'em Lo Yud Likr B'Teirah. So then he does Beis Mikra, connected the Beis Shekarim B'Beis Hakneses, Ve'echat Targum, connected the Mekat Targum. And that's the Pshat in Shnayim Mikra Ve'echat Targum. The two people reading, and one person saying the Targum, and the male, you gotta do all three. But that's only if you don't go to Shul. But in the regular case, we have a Shul, you can listen in the Shul, you'll be Eistech of us there. Why would you have to read Shnayim Mikra Ve'echat Targum? As I said, the Ravon. And the guy Yisma'imini is bothered, the guy who knows the last that it says that Rebbe was Siva Zbanav to do Shnayim Mikra Ve'echat Parsha. What, Rebbe's children didn't have a shul to go to? They were in a krach that doesn't have a minyan. So Tainet the Imre Chayin, he could say a teretz for the Ravon. That Rebbe was B'marava. They didn't read the whole Torah B'chol Shana. And that's why in Marava, even if you have a shul to go to, but they're not going to do the Parsha. And the din of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echat Targum is to do the Parsha every year. Every year to do the Parsha. So there's a din that the Shliach Tziba reads the Torah, and that's a shaila, if he reads the Torah every 3 years or every year. But the yachid that does Shnayim Mikra Ve'echat Targum, he has to do it every year. Now the Ravon says when the people do it every year, he doesn't have to do it every year, and we know how that way, but that's not negated to this thing. Then what negated was saying is that in Marava, he did have to do the Kriya. So Mela, the Marshal reads beautifully now. B'nei Eretz Yisrael Karina Om B'Parsha. The people read a parsha every week, because they have to do Shnayim Mikra Ve'echat Targum in the parsha. V'shatz, the Shliach Tziba reads Starim, and he finishes every 3 years, or every 3.5 years. V'nei Bavel, Karin HaShatz Parsha, the Shatz reads the parsha every week. So now, according to the Ravon, the people don't have to read the parsha. Ha'am Yam V'yishu Mil V'mila. So they yaitse the parsha by listening to the Shatz. Am is beautiful. So Mel, that would answer the Yavitz and the Mitzchiyas is Kasha. Because there's two dinim. There's a din what the Shliach Tziba does, and there was a chilek. In Eretz Yisrael, the Shliach Tziba finished it every 3 years. They did starim. And in Bavel, the Shliach Tziba finished it every year. Did parashas. But in Eretz Yisrael, where the Shliach Tziba didn't do it every year, the Tziba had to do it every year. Could be even in Bavel, that's a machlekes Yishanim, if the Tziba has to do it every year besides for the Shliach Tziba. But Al Kopanim, Takanis Ezra, was negated to Marava also. Because there is a din Klal Yisrael has to read the Torah every year. It's just not with the Shliach Tziba. So Mela, the Yechidim that are reading it, the Shnayim Mikra Ve'echat Targum, they have to do the Klalos Shebetayrus Chayinim before Shavuos and the Klalos Shemishnah Torah before Shoshana. That's the Kriya of Klal Yisrael, that even the Marav, it has to be done. A beautiful Torah fits beautifully into the Marashah.